The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
There is a mask requirement inside D.C. restaurants, yet President Biden and the First Lady were not wearing masks while walking around a D.C. restaurant on Saturday. Why?
I don't think we should overly focus on moments in time that don't reflect overarching policy.
Biden didn't feel he was caught. He's the President of the United States. He knew he would be filmed, but he didn't wear a mask. Why? Because masks are for servants, and he's the President. He's not a servant.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
A few months ago, YouTube took our Mike Gallagher Show video channel down and said that we were guilty of election misinformation. And I asked the team, what election misinformation did we engage in that would make the big tech overlords censor us? And we looked at the clip, and I played a clip on that particular day of President Trump at a rally questioning election integrity, doubting the outcome, saying Republicans better get it right. And I said on air, my crime evidently to YouTube was that I said there are millions of people all over America who are not convinced that a lot of bizarre things didn't happen in November of 2020. In other words, there are lots of Americans who doubt the outcome of the election. And my stating that belief got me, I guess at least temporarily, banned from YouTube. So are they going to ban Stacey Abrams? Stacey Abrams was a gubernatorial candidate in Georgia. She lost, but doesn't seem to think she lost. And even though she was the failed gubernatorial candidate, she's now on the campaign trail for Terry McAuliffe, who's running for governor of Virginia. It's time for apparently Governor Blackface is his term expires in a couple months. So there's a battle. Youngkin, we got this real interesting debate and battle in Virginia. Here was Stacey Abrams on the campaign trail yesterday. This is yesterday. Now, this isn't 6 months ago. This isn't a year ago. This is yesterday. A woman who is given credit for an awful lot of activism and community organizers and fighting, she says, for election integrity because evidently she really won the Georgia gubernatorial race.
You see, I'm here to tell you that just because you win doesn't mean you're won. We've got folks who are ready to take back what they think is theirs, but they are not entitled to our progress. They are not entitled to our justice. They are not entitled to our votes. But either we use them or we lose them. I come from a state where I was not entitled to become the governor. But as an American citizen and a citizen of Georgia, I'm going to fight for every person who has the right to vote to be able to cast that vote. And here in Virginia, you need to cast that vote for Terry McAuliffe. You need to cast that vote for Hala Ayala. You need to cast that vote for Mark Herring. And while you're at it, go all the way down the ballot. Don't stop till you reach the bottom. And then double check your work. Because we know, Blavu all the way through. Because we know what is possible.
Now, what is possible? Double check your work. What does that mean? Go vote twice? You come from a state where you're not entitled to be governor? Does that mean you think that, they cheated you out of the gubernatorial election? Stacey Abrams? I thought we weren't allowed to talk about election fraud. I thought that's off limits. Did you not hear, Mrs. Abrams? Wow. Wow. Pretty powerful stuff, huh? Speaking of entitlement and who is or isn't entitled to something in life, I live in the Tampa-St. Petersburg area. And I go back and forth between Florida and New York. Spend most of my time in Florida. I'm familiar with John Catsimatidis. He's a pretty remarkable guy. I don't know him. Met him a couple of times. Big heart. He and his wife, Margot, got a very hugely successful grocery store chain in New York. And is a talk radio station owner. He's also a builder. And yesterday, he came to St. Pete to break ground on a high-rise apartment building. And he was met with some protesters. Now, when you hear what they're protesting, it's actually pretty comical. These people on the left, they're actually funny. The protesters showed up and yelled at John Catsimatidis because apparently the condos are going to be, in their mind, too expensive. So they went down with signs and made fools out of themselves protesting how expensive this new high-rise in downtown St. Petersburg is going to be. Well, what they didn't probably envision was John Catsimatidis, and he had a pretty good response to this entitled, privileged bunch of punks who wanted to protest. Incidentally, their right to protest. You can go out and protest anything you want to protest, because as John said, this is America. I want you to hear this report from Fox 13 here in Tampa Bay.
A new tower in downtown St. Pete could become the tallest building on Florida's West Coast. But at the groundbreaking today, a couple of protesters loudly interrupted. They're demanding more affordable housing. Fox 13's Lloyd Sowers is live at the future site of the residences at 400 Central. So, Lloyd, groundbreakings, they're usually tame events. Not the case today, huh?
That's right, Linda. On the one side, you had a couple of protesters with a bullhorn, and on the other, an outspoken New Yorker who is paying millions of dollars to put up a very tall building here.
Downtown St. Pete is a land of new high-rises and construction cranes. The newest building will be the residences at 400 Central, luxury condos starting at around $800,000. Its builder, a New York billionaire with family ties here, says St. Pete is a haven for people leaving northern cities.
The taxes, if you live in New York City, between city and state, are $300 billion. And in Florida, it's less than $100 billion. So where's the money going?
Your luxury! Your displacement!
Two protesters, one with a bullhorn, call for affordable housing, interrupting but also drawing return fire from the outspoken New Yorker.
God bless you, son. God bless you. If you work harder, you can live here. Go get a job.
Catsimatidis, a former New York mayoral candidate, has been both a Republican and a Democrat, and now a radio talk show host, at one point walking toward the protesters for a short interchange.
Look, these people have the right to protest. That's what America is all about.
Now he's at least a part-time resident of St. Pete, getting an earful of what mayors on both sides of Tampa Bay are facing. While luxury units are going up by the hundreds, there's a shortage of housing near downtown that people in the workforce can afford to live in.
There was a time, if you think back, 20 years ago, when downtown was very affordable, but nobody wanted to live here.
Kreisman says big projects like this create jobs and generate taxes so that more affordable housing can happen. And Catsimatidis says he's open to build affordable housing.
I am willing to look at anything the city council proposes. I am looking to do anything that the future mayor proposes. I have common sense.
Yeah, they say it was a very rude interruption, according to the folks who attended this groundbreaking today. But they raise an important issue, one that folks are grappling with, that is affordable housing on both sides of the bay as these new downtowns go in, something elected leaders will have to be dealing with for possibly years to come. Linda?
Yeah, right, Lloyd, because that issue isn't going to simply go away. Lloyd Sowers reporting live for us. Thank you.
No, Marcia, that issue won't go away. Entitled brats who don't like a high-rise condo being built because they can't afford to live there. And John Catsimatidis said, go get a job, and maybe someday you can afford to live here. I mean, and the reporter's like, well, this is a controversial New Yorker. He's an outspoken New Yorker. No, he tells the truth. Did you hear the mayor of St. Pete in that report, Mayor Kreisman? The mayor say, yep, there was a time when, yeah, downtown St. Pete was real affordable. You could afford it, but nobody wanted to live here. So now people want to live in downtown St. Pete, and protesters are mad at the cost of the units that people like John Catsimatidis are building. A rude interruption, you think? You know what's rude? The pervasive sense of entitlement that especially millennials, and those punks look like they were in their 20s. They expect, they demand, they feel they are entitled to something for which they didn't work for. That's the whole mindset of the loony left. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I want free college. I want free health care. I want free pre-K. I want free mortgages. I want it all paid for. Yeah, but what are you doing to get that? Well, what do I have to do? I'm standing here with a bullhorn and a stupid sign making a fool out of myself, yelling at a groundbreaking for what's going to probably be a beautiful luxury condominium building in downtown St. Pete, which even the liberal Democrat mayor of St. Pete admits creates jobs, boosts the economy, strengthens the neighborhood, and uplifts the whole town. But because units there start at 800,000, and I got a newsflash for you, all of those high rises in downtown St. Pete, it don't exactly cost $39,000 to move into one. They are high rises on Tampa Bay. They are luxury condominiums. But the left wants to be able to. Do you know, living in New York City in one of those high-rise apartment buildings, you could spend $10,000 a month for rent and be next door to somebody who qualified for an affordable housing unit. They get the same unit down the hall from the $10,000 a month rent holder for $300 a month. Believe me, I lived in one of those buildings. And the doorman used to tell me how funny it was to watch the people in the affordable housing units, because they're so poor and needy and entitled, for $300 a month, and they're walking in and out of the building with their Gucci bags. They're walking in and out with their big Louis Vuitton shopping bags loaded full of goodies. But they got away with it. They scammed the system. And those scammers outside the groundbreaking in downtown St. Pete yesterday, they want to scam the system too. Give us affordable housing so we can win the lottery and go live in luxury. I like John Catsimatidis' message, don't you? Go get a job, and maybe you can afford to live here. Is that too harsh, or is that spot on? 1-800-655-MIKE. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. It's Tuesday. I hope you join us. 1-800-655-6453.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor, for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Hey, man, I want free taxes. Is there a way to get those? I mean, I'm not a millennial. In fact, I'm six decades into a lifespan, but free taxes, I think I deserve that, making it to 60 years of age.
I like that. I'm 61. Let's go get some sandwich boards and walk around downtown St. Pete and say, give us free taxes. Gimme, gimme, gimme. That's what they want. Sarah's in Hendersonville, North Carolina. How you doing, Sarah?
Better than I deserve, Mike. How about you?
Me too. Me too. I'm getting my booster today. Are you going to pray for me?
You better believe it, honey, because I don't want you to get any of those deadly side effects.
I'm telling you, this might be our last day, so let's make it count. This could be my farewell broadcast.
Well, then let's have a anthem for the millennials
yes.
who want everything given to them. It's gimme that, gimme that, gimme, gimme, gimme that, gimme that thing, gimme, gimme that, gimme that thing, gimme, gimme that, gimme, gimme, gimme that thing.
I like your version better than the one I could have played. You're right, Sarah. That's what they want. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Let's find that, Eric. We got to play that. And yes, this I'm going to get. It's just kind of weird how casual the doctor, my doctor is. I'll just give you another Johnson & Johnson. Was it a booster? No, it's just a Johnson & Johnson shot again. How about I get all of them? We've even got a poll on my website, MikeOnline.com. Should Mike get A, the Johnson & Johnson shot? That was the first one I got back in March. B, Moderna, or C, none of the boosters? I'll give you three guesses as to which vote is overwhelmingly the favorite right now. MikeOnline.com if you want to take part. Do you love America? Are you a patriot who desires to preserve the freedoms we enjoy for generations to come? Then let's take action. Every few days, we give our money to the big box stores. How we spend our dollars could be our most important vote. Do these stores support freedom and American values? Is that where we should be buying our everyday household products for the rest of our lives? What if we just stopped? What if we shopped with a family-owned manufacturer who believes in preserving our freedoms? That's why PatriotSwitch.com was created. PatriotSwitch.com gives patriots the ability to walk away from the big box stores forever. This is a movement that pledges allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. PatriotSwitch.com. PatriotSwitch.com. Take action. If you love this country, here's a great way to show it. PatriotSwitch.com. Sarah is right. That's the anthem of the left. Gimme, 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 gimme. Thomas Jefferson over there, see that statue? Gimme, take him down. I got to meet somebody who's offended by the author of the Declaration of Independence. Do you know these nutcases in New York City have decided to remove the statue of Thomas Jefferson that has towered over members of the New York City Council for over 100 years? Because a number of city council members were offended by the presence of Thomas Jefferson because he owned slaves. Now, I know New York City pretty well. I wonder what they're going to do. They're going to have to reimagine Hamilton. You ever seen the musical Hamilton? Lin-Manuel Miranda's masterpiece? Good luck mounting a production of Hamilton without Thomas Jefferson in the show. This week, city officials in New York voted unanimously to remove the Thomas Jefferson statue. Now, New York is so dangerous right now, and I'm not kidding you. It is not, that's not an, ask anybody who lives there. You go on the subway at night, you're taking your life in your hands. I get approached almost every time I'm there with an aggressive panhandler, vagrant, angry, aggressive, and people are getting stabbed. They're getting pushed in front of trains. They're getting slugged in the head. Little old ladies are getting run over on Times Square and dying. There was a nurse who was run over by somebody last week. She died of her injuries. People are getting stabbed and sliced on the subways. People, they're shoplifters clearing out the shelves. There's an armed NYPD police officer who has to stand guard at the drugstore in my neighborhood in New York, where I live when I'm there. You know why? Because the gimme, gimme, gimme crowd goes in and says, gimme, I'm gonna take a shopping bag. I'm going to steal everything I can because de Blasio and the Democrats aren't going to prosecute me. They're not going to go to jail for that. So they just go in and take. And while all that's happening to New York, these lunatics are spending time and money to remove the statue of Thomas Jefferson. I'm not kidding you. It has to be said. These are sick people. These are truly, shockingly, frighteningly sick people. Do you understand who Thomas Jefferson was? I got to meet somebody. I'm going to put out an all-points bulletin here on the Mike Gallagher Show. If you're offended by a statue of Thomas Jefferson, you got to call me. 1-800-655-MIKE. You have my word. We will be respectful. I will be kind. I won't yell. I won't call you any names. I just have to hear you out. I got it, because this is incredible. Over 100 years, 7-foot-tall statue. You know how much it's going to cost the taxpayers of New York? Like that matters. That's pennies to the taxpayers of New York, because New Yorkers are already taxed through the nose. That's why John Catsimatidis said people are fleeing New York and going to a state like Florida. The Black, Latino, and Asian caucus of New York City, the city council's Black, Latino, and Asian caucus, demanded the Thomas Jefferson statue be removed. If you're Asian, what do you care about Thomas Jefferson? If you're Latino, why do you care about Thomas Jefferson? If you're Black, why do you care about Thomas Jefferson? He's dead. A lot of the founding fathers owned slaves. Slavery is terrible. You want to erase the author of our Declaration of Independence? My gosh. My gosh. I don't even know where to begin. So I got to begin with somebody who is offended. So let's try that. 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. And, you know, feel free to join me with anything, with any opinion you have. But to sit around and wring your hands and complain about a statue of one of America's most prominent, important, influential founding fathers who wrote, these are Thomas Jefferson's words, "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You want to cancel that? Yes. Thomas Jefferson owned slaves. Now you want to cancel him in 2021? I honest to gosh don't even know where to begin. What a bunch of lunatics. I shouldn't say that. Because I need to invite you, if you're offended by Thomas, a statue of the Founding Fathers, you got to call me. And I'm sorry for the, I slipped there a minute. I don't mean to call you a lunatic. I'm sure you have a diverse point of view that we would like to air here on the Mike Gallagher Show. 800-655-MIKE. Leah is in Fort Worth, Texas. Hey, Leah, welcome to the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call. Love your show.
Thank you.
I was listening to you about Thomas Jefferson, and I've been thinking about this a while, and I don't know if it was which came first, the chicken or the egg. But when you look at George Orwell's Animal Farm, it talks about the pigs who eventually take over and all the animals are equal, but they're most equal. And it talks about the chapter where there are the puppies. And all of a sudden, these cute puppies go away. Mm-hmm. And then after a few months, one of the pigs tries to incite a rebellion to put down the nonsense going on. And with nothing but a whistle, these puppies come back and attack everybody and everything that doesn't fall in lockstep. And it seems to me that our college leaders, our media, especially the college leaders, Antifa, are the ones who have created this in our colleges and our universities and our civic society. And what we're seeing with these people tearing down the statues are basically Orwell's puppets.
I've got to read 1984 again. I read it years ago, but you're right. It's so important, Leah, and I don't mean to cut you short, but I want to get a lot of voices on here. This is what happens when you give an inch. They said they weren't coming after the Founding Fathers. They were just after the statues of the Confederacy. They were just after Confederate. We got to take down Robert E. Lee. We got to take down Confederate soldier statues. That's all we're worried about, the puppies said. The angry left said. That's all they want. Now they're taking down Teddy Roosevelt. He came down. The statue of Teddy Roosevelt in front of the museum there on Central Park, that's down. Teddy Roosevelt. Thomas Jefferson. You can't leave out George Washington. Take it down. Paul is in Englishtown, New Jersey. Hi, Paul. Welcome. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Pretty good. So Thomas Jefferson goes bye-bye there in New York. What do you think?
Well, I think that's crazy, but I'm waiting for Yale to come down at Yale University. He was a slave trader, no less, even a slave owner, but he was a slave trader, but I guess he's okay.
I guess he's all right because they go get their prestigious degree from Yale, so they want to leave that alone. Paul,
I know.
I'm waiting for one person, just one caller, to tell just one person who's offended by Thomas Jefferson. Just one. It's all I need. And he'll make my day. Please. Here, I think we might have somebody. Oh, of course, in St. Paul, Minnesota. Right there at Blue St. Paul. It's Derek. How are you, Derek?
Thanks for taking my call, Mike.
Yes, sir.
I'm someone who's voted and considered, you know, a Democrat.
Yes, sir.
And I was raised in a Jewish household.
Yes, sir.
Democratic household. But over the years, I found myself listening to conservative voices. And, you know, I want to vote conservative one day, but I just don't have a candidate that I feel I can vote for.
Got it. How about the Thomas Jefferson statue, Derek?
Well, he wrote all those flowery words.
Flowery words.
Independence.
Yep.
Yes, he wrote all those flowery words mm-hmm. about men, all men are created equal, mm-hmm. and we all have the right to pursue life, liberty, and justice, mm-hmm. whatever. He wrote that on paper, but in real life, that's not how he...
He didn't really practice it, did he? Because he owned slaves. Same with George Washington, right?
Not just that, but I think at some point, was he raping Sally Mae Hemings?
Well, I don't know. I mean, what, and she was underage, too. He was a rapist pedophile, right?
So...
How about the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C.? Should they dismantle that like brick by brick, Derek?
How do you honor that?
So do they take it down? Do we take down the Jefferson Memorial? In Washington? It's pretty big. Hello?
It is.
We take that down too? How about the Washington Monument?
I agree with you there. That's kind of big to do.
That's kind of big to do. Yeah. Here's what's kind of big to do, Derek. The inability, you know what's big is acknowledging that the Founding Fathers, there were terrible things that our Founding Fathers engaged in, namely slavery. We can all condemn slavery. It was certainly a different era. Nobody in 2021 condones or supports slavery. On the other hand, to trash the Declaration of Independence by claiming they're just a bunch of flowery words. No, it's actually the foundation of our country. And they were the founding fathers who put those words into immortality. And we should live by those words. All men are created equal. And we can do two things at once, Derek. You can condemn slavery and recognize and honor the men who created the nation that you live in and that you hopefully prosper in and flourish. Thank you, Derek. But there we go. There's an example of somebody, I guess, who's offended by Thomas Jefferson. From St. Paul, Minnesota, 1-800-655-MIKE.
Want to support the Mike Gallagher Show? Be sure to patronize our great advertisers.
I want to share with you that I've done something that I can pretty well promise you that almost nobody else in my audience has done. I've sat across the table with the guy who formulated the process behind Balance of Nature, Dr. Douglas Howard, an incredible guy. He's a doctor, a professor, a scientist. He's one of the most brilliant health experts I've ever met. And I know him. When he described to me his 20-year journey that resulted in one of the most powerful supplements on the market today, I knew I had to start taking it. You probably never have the privilege of meeting Dr. Howard in person, perhaps, but you can make the same decision I made. Get those 10 daily servings from 31 different fruits and veggies, all derived from Dr. Howard's proprietary process. Believe me when I say Balance of Nature is the real deal. All new preferred customers of Balance of Nature will get an additional 35% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. Use the promo code MikeG. Get started. Call 800-246-8751. Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com, promo code MikeG.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of Mike Gallagher.
Gimme that. Today I'm giving, the doctor's going to give me my booster. I'll let you know. Hopefully I'll be here tomorrow. There's Dennis Prager broadcasting from home with COVID. He's recovering. I talked to his wife yesterday, and they're hanging in, doing fine. And, you know, everything is a crapshoot. Life is a crapshoot. Just don't get canceled, you know? Let's just try to stick around. I'll give you an update tomorrow after I get probably the Johnson & Johnson booster today, but we don't want to get canceled. And every day you keep ordering pillows, slippers, sheets, the incredible Giza Dream Sheets. So proud to remind you that this show is sponsored in part by MyPillow. Spent a lot of time with Mike Lindell. I've been to their corporate headquarters. It dawned on me with all these supply chain problems we're having and all the warnings about Christmas presents, you do realize you could go to MyPillow right now, click on the Mike Gallagher Radio Special square. You could get everybody taken care of for Christmas in about 10 minutes at MyPillow.com. Promo code MikeG so you can save big. In fact, we should start playing a little bit of light Christmas music, Eric. With the MyPillow jingle, watch how good Eric is. We're going to put some Christmas jingle bells under the MyPillow jingle, softly, in the background, so that when I play the MyPillow jingle, you'll be reminded you should be doing your Christmas shopping right now. Get it out of the way. Get him those slippers that are the most incredible slippers you'll ever put on your feet. You know why? It took him 2 years to develop the My Slippers. They're so good because the... Oh, there it is. All right, so put it under the... Wait, hold it for the jingle. I knew he'd find it. Yeah, you can put a little... let's do this now. Put a little jingles. Yeah, because I want you in the Christmas spirit. Hey, we're almost into November. And if we're going to have supply chain problems, order now. The slippers are available as a slip-on or a moccasin. You're going to save, get this, 50% off the regular price of the My Slippers with the promo code MikeG. They're made from the same patented fill as the MyPillow fill that Mike invented. Right now, the MyPillow towel sets are back. Soft to the touch, very absorbent, a six-piece MyPillow towel set, normally $109.99, just $39.99 with the promo code MikeG. But let me think about some Christmas presents. How about a set of five children's Bible story MyPillows? These are some of the most famous Bible stories on the pillows, plus a copy of Mike's incredible memoir, What Are the Odds?, for the special price of $99.98 with the promo code MikeG. I'll bet you somebody on your Christmas gift list would love patriotic MyPillows, an American eagle, a flag, beautiful patriotic images, three patriotic MyPillows, and a copy of Mike's book for just $49.98 when you enter the promo code MikeG. And, of course, the pillow itself that started it all. The MyPillow Premium, normally $69.98. The pillow never goes flat. It stays cool during the night, conforms to your neck and your head. Now just $29.98 with the promo code MikeG. And I haven't even gotten to the bathrobes, to the mattress topper. Do all of your Christmas shopping by going to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials box. Click on that square. And then with any order you place, don't forget to enter the promo code MikeG so you will save big. Merry Christmas from Mike Gallagher and all of us here at Team Gallagher. Get that Christmas shopping out of the way now. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. Or call 800-928-6034 like we love to sing.
The best night's sleep in the whole wide world is MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. And let's just hope I make it to Christmas. I'd like to celebrate Christmas with my family. Hope I make it to tomorrow. If you hear in the news, Mike Gallagher carted away for the vaccine booster overdose, I can't say you didn't warn me. Have a great day. Be safe. God bless America. I'm Mike Gallagher.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.